Good morning. It's Monday, August 23rd. I'm Emily Burris, and this is The Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. As the United States rushes to get out of Afghanistan, pictures outside of Kabul show an increasingly dire and desperate situation. But the pace of evacuations is picking up. The Pentagon says U.S. military and coalition flights airlifted out just over 25,000 people in the last several days. The Biden administration has now enlisted commercial airlines to help in the effort. At least 18 planes have been enlisted to carry Americans and Afghan allies already evacuated from Kabul. In Tennessee, record-breaking flash floods left at least 22 people dead, and rescue crews are still searching for many missing people. The flooding in rural areas over the weekend washed out roads and disabled cell phone towers and phone lines. Tropical storm Henri continued to dump heavy rain and threatened storm surge in parts of New England. From Massachusetts to New York and New Jersey, Henri flooded streets and homes and toppled trees on power lines. It made landfall yesterday in Rhode Island as a tropical storm. Last night, a man fired a handgun toward a crowd of protesters in downtown Portland. Portland police say they arrested 65-year-old Dennis Anderson from Gresham close to the shooting. It happened at Southwest 2nd Avenue in Yamhill just before 6 p.m. There were no reported injuries. Anderson is facing charges of unlawful possession of a firearm and unlawful use of a weapon. Right-wing protesters gathered at Tom McCall Waterfront Park on Sunday. The group moved their rally to a parking lot in northeast Portland after counter-protesters made plans in the same location. The two groups clashed in both areas, setting off fireworks and shooting pepper spray and paintball guns at each other, causing some property destruction. Portland police say they took a hands-off approach, but say many crimes from last night are under investigation. And starting today in Washington state, a statewide indoor mask mandate begins. This means vaccinated and unvaccinated people will have to wear a mask in indoor settings. The health department is also recommending people to wear masks while outside in large crowds. It's not known how long the indoor mandate will last. Oregon is already currently under an indoor mask mandate. Be sure to check out all the great content on the Coin Podcast Network by visiting coin.com or subscribe, download, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Talk to you tomorrow.